Hare Krishna. Stayed here in New Vrindavan, and I'll be leaving tomorrow. Every evening I go visit Radhakund Devi Dasi, and I guess I'll get some pictures at least to put up to the English-speaking audience. She's in very good consciousness, and I usually read to her from Padyavali, and we have discussions. Devotees are there for most part of the day, either chanting japa or reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this morning I give Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and well, I'll just read the portions that we read and comment briefly. It's discussion between Ramana Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for many verses that we read this morning, there were no comment. So I'll just read the text themselves. The Bengali went Krodha Kari Rasa Chadi Gela Manikari Tanrina Dekhiya Vyakula Haila Sri Hari. When Radharani, out of anger and resentment, left the Rasa dance, Lord Sri Krishna, not seeing her, became very anxious. Lord Krishna, the verses continue. Lord Krishna's desire in the Rasa Lila certainly is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is the binding link in that desire. For devotees who know the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila, here Ramananda Roy is answering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's questions and is giving increasingly elevated spiritual practices as both sadhan and sadhya, a spiritual practice and goal of life, and ultimately coming to the loving devotional service of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and then amongst them the gopis. Continuing on from the reading, the rasa dance does not shine in the heart of Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he also gave up the circle of the rasa dance and went out to search for her. When Krishna went out to search for Srimati Radharani, he wandered here and there. However, not finding her, he became afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and began to lament. Since Krishna's lusty desires were not satisfied even in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis, and he was thus searching after Srimati Radharani, we can easily imagine how transcendently qualified she is. After hearing this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, "That for which I have come to your residence has now become an object of truth in my knowledge. Now I have come to understand the sublime goal of life and the process of achieving it. Nevertheless, I think that there is something more ahead, and my mind is desiring to have it. Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Also explain the truth of transcendental mellow and the transcendental form of love of Godhead. Kindly explain all these truths to me, but for yourself, no one can ascertain them." Sri Ramananda Roy replied, "I do not know anything about this. I simply vibrate the sound you make me speak. I simply repeat like a parrot whatever instructions you have given me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Who can understand your dramatic performances? You inspire me within the heart and make me speak with the tongue. I do not know whether I am speaking well or badly." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am a Mayavadi in the renowned sword of life, and I do not even know what transcendental loving service to the Lord is. I simply float in the ocean of Mayavad philosophy. Due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind has been enlightened. Therefore, I have asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the truths of transcendental loving service to Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told me, I do not actually know about the topics of Lord Krishna. They are all known only to Ramananda Roy, but he is not present here." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "After hearing about your glories, I have come to your place. However, you are offering me words of praise out of respect for sannyasi, one in the renounced order of life." And here now is a purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that a mundane person being enriched by mundane opulences must always know that the transcendental opulences of the advanced devotees are far more important than the materialistic opulences of a person like himself. A materialistic person with material opulences should not be very proud or puffed up because a transcendental devotee before a transcendental devotee, period. If one approaches a transcendental devotee on the strength of his material heritage, opulence, education, and beauty, and does not offer respect to the advanced devotee of the Lord, the Vaishnava devotee may offer formal respects to such a materially puffed up person, but he may not deliver transcendental knowledge to him. Indeed, the devotee sees him as a non-Brahmin or a Shudra. Such a puffed up person cannot understand the science of Krishna. A proud person is deceived in transcendental life, and despite attaining a human form, will again glide into hellish condition. By his personal example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how one should be submissive and humble before a Vaishnava, even though man may be situated on a high platform. Such is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Acharya of the world, the supreme spiritual master and teacher. And this verse stops before the famous Kibavipra-Kibanyasa verse. The Srila Prabhupada's message, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's message here is very clear, and that is that in the presence of a Vaishnava, one should always be meek and humble, and one should not claim to be a knower of esoteric truths. Dhananjaya Prabhu was here, he actually recounted a story to me. He asked me whether I knew a devotee, whom I did know, from Chicago. And he was a devotee, he was the son of the editor of Playboy magazine, and he arranged with an interview with Srila Prabhupada in Playboy magazine. And he told me that when this devotee came to Vrindavan, he asked Dhananjaya Prabhu to introduce him and to Srila Prabhupada, and especially he prevailed on him that how he should introduce him. He said he should introduce him by saying that here is such and such Das who has memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. So he did introduce him to Srila Prabhupada, and the Prabhupada just responded in an offhand way, very nice, but you should make sure he does some practical service while he's here in Vrindavan. That was Prabhupada's reply, because this devotee was presenting himself as someone who's very learned, who'd memorized the entire Gita, and of course, true to form, Srila Prabhupada didn't buy into something like that. He wanted to see humility and service. And so here, Ramananda Roy is speaking this very elevated subject matter, and he's saying, I'm just a puppet, and you're pulling the strings. Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also responding in an equally humble way, and he says, I'm just a Mayavadi sannyasi, and because I'm a sannyasi, therefore, because I'm in the renounced sort of life, you're offering me this respect. So, especially in regards to this particular subject matter, Krishna is dealing with the gopis. Vaishnavas should always approach this subject matter in a very humble way and under superior guidance. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wanted to know about these subjects, therefore he went to Ramananda Roy to hear from him. One may question, well, if these esoteric subjects are for the advanced Vaishnava, why are they found so early on in Chaitanya Charitamrita? And of course the answer is that although it's something that devotees should know about, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that devotees necessarily delve in great detail. There are so many things that we should know about in Krishna consciousness, and Srila Prabhupada gave us all of these things. And yet at the same time, he also warned us that we should enter into these subjects in deeper waves, when we become qualified, when we achieve the qualification for learning about these subject matters. We should not try to do it artificially. For instance, an example is that when children reach puberty, their parents explain to them the principles of the birds and bees. They teach them about what sex life is about, obviously in a very general way. But just because one knows that now I did not come, actually it wasn't the stork who brought me, but I came from an exchange between my mother and father, that doesn't give young children a license to just have unrestricted sex just because they know about sex. Rather, they're meant to control it, and when they get married and when they get older and when they're bringing about progeny, then at that time they may put to practice that which they've learned that they or heard about at a younger age. Similarly, we may hear many things in Krishna consciousness, and we should know that these things exist, but we should know how to apply these things and incorporate them into our spiritual life according to time and circumstance and according to our level of advancement. Ashwarate piyaschinbati yascha upadesha shiv nama parada. That becomes, otherwise it becomes a nama parada. One commits an offense that one does not have a concomitant faith nor a concomitant development of Krishna consciousness with which to actually digest certain levels of Krishna conscious practice. So to the level we are advanced, to that degree, we should take up different types of sadhana. And to know whether we are sufficiently advanced or not, then the association and the guidance of superior Vaishnavas. And when we approach such Vaishnavas, as Srila Prabhupada here points out, one should never be puffed up by the knowledge that one has acquired, because Krishna consciousness goes beyond simply academic knowledge or gaining some information. One is firmly situated on a lower stage, then one goes to a successor stage. For instance, if one is firmly situated at the stage of Nishta, then from there one can go to the stage of Ruchi. When situated in Ruchi, then one goes to the stage of Asakti and so on. So these were some of the topics we discussed this morning, and something for us to always keep in mind. Executing Krishna consciousness according to our qualifications. Qualifications we need to acquire and cultivate. We should neither neglect to do that out of false humility, but at the same time, out of proper humility, we should recognize what our qualification for something is and not try and aspire beyond that which we deserve. As Srila Prabhupada would say, first deserve, then desire. Hare Krishna.